Hello, hello, friends, and welcome back to Sex Cult Radio, episode 16. My name is Callie Rain, and today we're going to talk about role-playing the monster, the heel, the villain, the evildoer. In sexuality, that has many, many, many roles, is limited to our crazy, twisted, deviant, perverted imaginations, but often those character archetypes look like the sadist, the homewrecker, the cold, hard, careless bitch. And we see them quite frequently, so I'm going to dive into why that is. Why do we roleplay the monsters? What's the deal? What are the challenges? Etc., etc. And at the end of the episode, I'm going to get into a little bit as to why, as an ethically non-monogamous person who abhors cheating, I am very, very excited to get into the role of the homewrecker. So before we get into that, sex worker shout out of the day is one of my favorite sex worker artists of all time and favorite cake sitter, Lindsay Dye. For those of you who have not had the privilege of having Lindsay, I think these are her words, ruin your birthday, shame on you. Lindsay is one of my favorite creators of aesthetic, I guess you could call it. I really love how she plays with color in her cakes and in her work. She had a really cool piece with the Museum of Sex that you can check out. Of course, I will put links to all of her stuff and her Instagram, where you can see her amazing, hilarious, fascinating, really cool personification of the cakes that she sits on. I believe she makes all of the cakes herself. I have been watching her Instagram for a while now. And I believe she's taking a hiatus from cake sitting, but she may have some on her Instagram story that you can check out. And I used to, when she was making the cakes actively, I used to watch her put the cakes together. And there was something really cool and awesome about how she created her own cakes and put all of the work into making them herself, and then named them and created them. It was like another character that she was creating every time she did a performance. So I urge you to go run and check out her stuff. One of my favorite sex worker artists and performance artists. And she's also really funny and cool and badass. And I think you'll have a great time. So for those of you I haven't met, my name is Callie Rain. I am a sex worker extraordinaire. I am a full-service sex worker, dancer, pornographer, etc., etc., lover of all things twisted and perverted. I am a major, major simp for sex workers as the divine sacred beings who do this amazing work of connection and intimacy, etc. My official job title is High Priestess. However, I kind of feel strange even saying that because it feels very silly. But the reason I say it is because I am also a huge fan of tarot, and it is one of the titles that speaks to me that is both spiritual and related to religion as a cleric of a religion myself. So I am from the Abyssian Union, a religious 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to the elevation of consciousness through sex and sexuality. One way we do that is by elevating the work of sex work and sex workers as the divine sacred beings who do this really amazing, wonderful, cool shit. If you don't have the privilege of knowing a sex worker personally, you know what? You probably do. You probably do. But due to a lot of the stigma and fear that that is perpetuated about not just sex workers, but sexuality in general, a lot of us keep our private lives secret or use different names, et cetera, et cetera. However, that is why we do this awesome sacred work, because we are a community of amazing badasses and really, really cool people. So part of our mission statement at the Abyssian Union is to celebrate sex workers for the amazing, awesome, really cool, badass stuff that we do. So super low pressure, happy ask. If you are able to contribute financially in any way, thank you, thank you, thank you. If not, I totally get it. It's been a really hard year for a lot of us, myself included, as a full service sex worker. But if you are one of the lucky few who's had a really great year for whatever reason, for whatever industry that you are in, and you would like to give back to some sex worker led organizations or project, you can do so. And you know what? Not just the Abyssian Union, but I've included several sex worker organizations throughout the various episodes. You can just take a look at the show notes and see if someone or someone's project is something that interests you as well. So not just The Abyss, but if you want to go back and check out some of the previous episodes, there's a whole long list of sex worker shout outs that I give in the show notes. However, if you would like to contribute to The Abyss as well, or if you just think I'm hot and want to give us money, thank you. I work very hard at it. You can do so and donate your 501c3 tax-deductible donation at abyssian.org. That is abyssian.org. All right, those are all of the housekeeping notes. I think this is probably a good time to take a break, and then we'll talk about role-playing the monster, the heel, the villain. Why do we do it? We'll be right back. Hello and welcome back to episode 16 of Sex Cult Radio. My name is Kelly Rain, and today we're talking about role-playing the monster. So why do it? Why step into these evil roles? Are we perpetuating abuse? Are we helping break cycles of abuse? What's the deal? Well, I would start with an introduction of there are many, many, many reasons as to why we would want to step into the role of the villain and the monster and the evildoer. So just as any form of sexual expression has a number of reasons for the motivation as to doing it, so does this one in particular. Some things that I have noticed are one reason is because one, we want to, for whatever reason, it is a self-motivated thing. And I think a lot of us who have maybe done a Joker cosplay or have played the evil villain in theater production, sometimes it's really fun because you don't get to access that side of yourself more often than not, because it's not exactly ethical, depending on the range of evil in which your role is asking you to move within. So by playing pretend, sometimes we get to play with these colors that we normally don't get to. And that can be really fun because often the villains and the evildoers have a really great punchline in the show that you're doing, or they just have an energy or a quality that can be really fun to tap into. You can carry a kind of therapeutic aspect of it as well. You know, sometimes if you're constantly giving and feeling drained because all you do is give and take care of other people, sometimes it can be really therapeutic to cosplay or step into a role where your character is selfish as fuck and takes care of their needs and commandingly so and unashamedly so. So that can be an element to why we'd want to step into this monster role as well. But I think another reason why we step into these roles is because our partners or our loved ones or our clients ask it of us. And that can be challenging when we personally don't feel a connection to these demons and these darker shadows of ourselves, yet we're being asked to for whatever reason. And it can be difficult when we want to step into that sort of like evil mastermind kind of role, but can't. And I've heard this sentiment echoed in some friends of mine. I've also felt it in myself occasionally, where the example that I'm speaking to is this person really wants me to degrade them, but I don't know if I could do that to another human being. I don't get it. How are people just mean to each other sexually? I don't understand. And that can be really challenging when people want us to step into this role of monster, yet we don't feel a connection to it yet. And like I said in the cosplay episode, what was it? Yeah, I think it was the last one. That can be the fun of putting on a mask or putting on a character or putting on a persona, is that through performance or through theatrics or through character play or cosplay, that is often or sometimes what can give us the freedom to step into these roles that are not us. Because in separating those things, in creating a visual or physical or what have you separation between those two identities of this is a character I play and this is one for myself, that is often what can help us get into some of these places that can be difficult and challenging. And you know what? That's not a bad thing either. I wouldn't say that's a bad thing to be like, oh, I don't know if I'm this evil person. I don't know if it's very easy for me to step into this mode of evil, especially if you're not practiced in it or knowledgeable, or you want to be. I don't think it's a bad thing to come from a place of wanting to care for your partner or yourself. But I think something else to remember, having been on both sides of this, having asked some of my partners to step into these monsters and being asked myself to step into some of these monsters, is that in going to these extreme places of selfishness and ego and degradation and humiliation, sometimes it's leaning into those monsters and villains that allows us to see a lot of these things with a different perspective and break out of them. And if you do it consciously and mindfully, perhaps even break out of traumas that you have or may have around these things. So that is also a motivation as to why someone may ask you to step into these monsters, or why you may want someone else to step into them. But not necessarily, you know, I don't mean to put a heavy epicness to all of this. Sometimes it's just fun. Sometimes it's just fun to put on a mask and play the evil villain, because these are the characters and archetypes that we've known and seen and grown up with. And sometimes it's just fun to play around in. So it doesn't have to be super heavy and therapeutic to be valid. It can be light and silly and just as valid and meaningful and just as connecting to both you and your partner or partners. So in speaking from personal experience, like I said earlier, an avenue of monster in which I have actively avoided for a very, very long time is this role of the homewrecker. And I have actively avoided it because I think a lot of sex workers get unfairly labeled as homewrecker no matter what they do, especially if they do cater to clients that are married or are cheating on their spouses in some way. And I've actively avoided making content like this for the longest time because of all the stereotypes and misconceptions. I really didn't want to add to the fire there. And even before that too, as an ethically non-monogamous person, when I first started venturing into the wide, expansive world of non-monogamy, I found myself getting a lot of those stereotypes as well. Perhaps being a sort of a femi-identifying person, I think a lot of women in particular get this label pretty frequently. So for the longest time, I was actively avoiding making homewrecker content, just talking about homewrecker stuff in general. And it wasn't until relatively recently, like over the past several months, that I started thinking about all of this stuff, because I was running away from these roles and these archetypes for a while. And I found some more fun in playing with them, one through cosplay. I think I just like playing these characters and finding those little moments. And two, I think I'm ready to dive into them a little bit more. Because, I think sex workers are unfairly labeled as homewreckers pretty often. And I think it's going to be pretty therapeutic for myself to step into these roles, because it's going to give me the permission and ability to identify more and more, nope, this is a role, and this is me. And not only is this a role I'm taking on myself, but in taking ownership of that and taking agency of that, I think that's going to give me a bit more strength to prevent other people from assigning me that role, or taking on the toxicity of other people assigning me that role when I didn't consent to it or step into it myself. So if you are a sex worker and that resonates with you, awesome. I think a lot of sex workers have done this already. I'm way late to the train and game on this one. So, but if that does speak to you, I encourage you to step into that, not just with homewrecker in particular, but sadist, kind of cold, hard, careless person, all of those sexual monsters and villains and heels, because one, they're fun. And two, sometimes they can bring a little bit more to our sexual expression. It's kind of off topic. Well, not really. But one sex worker in particular who I'm a huge fan of, Remy Duran, one of the funniest ways I've ever seen like homewrecker content ever in sex and sex work was on his Instagram story, and he was doing one of those ask me anythings, and he had like a whole, or like share your story or ask me anything, one of those where he was asking his fans and his audience to participate in some sort of like tell me your dirtiest confession kind of thing. And he got a lot of people who were like, oh, I'm cheating on my husband, or cheating on my wife, I'm cheating on my partner. And I remember him responding with a bunch of like fucking hilarious photos of like himself or wherever he was or his shoes. And if someone said like, oh, I'm cheating on my girlfriend today with her cousin, and he would just say king, or like, I'm cheating on my partner, it's like, queen, you're amazing. And I couldn't tell if he was on the side of the cheaters or if he was saying these things in an ironic way, but I didn't fucking care. It was hilarious and interesting. And in a world of homewrecker and homewrecker content in which I've never seen, and I think at some point that night he had said something like, wow, a lot of y'all are like cheating on each other. And like I said, I couldn't tell if he was like, if he was seriously rooting for them or rooting for them ironically. But I don't think it matters, because it was just really well done, whatever he was doing. It was really engaging and funny and hilarious and interesting. So Remy Duran is another sex worker that I recommend checking out. I'll include a link to his Instagram as well. So I think that's a good place to end it for today's episode, Role Playing the Monster. Thank you for joining me today on Sex Cult Radio. My name is Callie Rain. Be kind to sex workers. Be kind to everyone.